We remember now Army Sergeant Nick Casey of Canton, Ohio. He died at 22 in a suicide bombing in Afghanistan. After his death, family and friends went back to his high school to honor his memory and express their gratitude. Sergeant Casey had taken great pride in Timken High, a sometimes beleaguered inner-city school. From member station WKSU, Amanda Rabinowitz reports.
Timken High School in Canton, Ohio, struggles with its image and underdog mentality. 2004 Timken graduate Nick Casey wanted to change that. So when Casey's father learned his son had been killed by a suicide bomber in Afghanistan, his first visit was with Timken teachers and coaches, even before making funeral arrangements.
Because when he come home not just to see his people, but to see you people as well. You know, sometimes you city schools get a bad rap. We wanted to take time today to come tell you thank you for behalf of Nick, what you guys all meant to him.
Teacher Bill Small.
He's a good young man. He really was. He's a credit to you as a family.
Thank you.
And he was just involved in a lot of things at school.
Nick Casey joined the military after high school, but the school and his hometown continued to be important to him. Timken's the smaller of Canton's two high schools. Located in a low-income area downtown, it's often in the shadow of state sports powerhouse McKinley. But Casey's stepbrother, Ira Bailey, says the school has a proud history, something Nick Casey fought to preserve. Bailey remembers a time in 2003 when he and Nick organized a walkout to protest teacher layoffs.
A lot of people say that city schools are dirt. So, you know, we just got tired of it and we said, let's do something about it. He pushed his hardest to just do everything that he had set in mind, and he accomplished his goals with flying colors. And, you know, the school helped make him the person that he was.
Nick Casey married his Timken High School sweetheart, Rachel Wendling. She recently joined the Army, and the couple left their two toddler sons in Canton with her parents. She's 5 feet tall with shoulder-length brown hair. Her left sleeve is rolled up, showing a freshly inked cross tattoo on her shoulder, scripted with Nick's name. Staring straight ahead, her eyes brimming, she worries most about her kids growing up without their father.
So much he wanted to do with them, like, he's real big into sports, and he wanted to, like, coach them and do that stuff when they got old enough. He loved his sons. They remind me so much of him because they're him.
At Timken, Nick Casey played football, baseball, and took up bowling in the winter to stay off the streets. Sean Stranger was one of Nick's football coaches.
He's one of those kids that wasn't the most gifted athlete in the world, but he worked really hard. I mean, he was proud to be here. He supported other sports. He went to those other games as a participant. He loved Timken High School, and he wanted to do things here to show that.
Nick's father, Sam Casey, is a machine shop owner with salt and pepper hair. He pulls out a wallet-sized photo of his son wearing his blue and gold Timken football uniform. Gripping the photo with his calloused hands, he remembers walking with Nick onto the football field on senior night. He plans to fly to Dover Air Force Base to bring his body home.
He didn't want to walk out on the 50-yard line without me, and I don't want him to come back to the last few yards alone. We wanted everybody to know that he's a Timken graduate.
Sam Casey says Nick did not want to be buried in a military cemetery, so he'll be laid to rest next to his grandparents at a cemetery in downtown Canton. For NPR News, I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.